Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, and today we go back in Bugle history to issue 129 of this audio newspaper, in which I and John Oliver turned our attention to the latest brilliant golfer in the Kim dynasty of the North Korean production line. Here we are with an episode entitled Kim Jong Unbelievable.
Top story this week, leadership! Andy, when you think of leadership, three images come straight to mind. Yep. Terry Butcher bleeding from the head in an England shirt against Sweden in 1989.
Yeah, of course.
Kim Jong-il standing in front of a massive picture of himself inspecting a procession of nuclear warheads.
Yep.
And finally, an Eastern European man with a scar on his face sitting in a swivel chair stroking a hairless cat whilst his henchmen set up an elaborate but flawed execution device to dispatch a secret agent.
You're talking about Ivan Lendl there?
That's right. One of those figures, Andy, looks as if he's about to begin handing his maniacal mantle over. Kim Jong-il, Bugle favourite, Captain Crazy himself, has reportedly appointed his eventual successor, who will one day soon have some very unstable clown shoes to fill. So, who did he pick? Was it a blind applications process with each candidate anonymously submitting a CV so that no favouritism would be possible? Did he appoint a headhunter to find one of the most capable international politicians and make them an offer they couldn't refuse? No, instead he went with the classic appoint your son technique, Andy. It's worked throughout history. To be precise, the North Korean Workers' Party held a full delegation conference for the first time in more than 44 years, and there was a lot of jockeying going on behind the scenes. One journalist wrote that at the best of times, North Korean politics can look a bit like a game of retirement home musical chairs with a dangerous twist. Pretty spectacularly dangerous twist, too. The geriatric winner of the musical chairs game not only gets a chair to sit in, but also a shit ton of nuclear weapons to play with as well.
Well, you've got to have a party bag.
Why not?
Well, they did want to go for James Wolfensohn, the former head of the World Bank, former president of the World Bank, but he declined the offer, saying he wanted to spend more time with his collection of toy cars. So instead, Kim Jong, increasingly and dangerously ill, has gone for his youngest son, Kim Jong-un. What do we know about him, John? He's a pretty mysterious figure. What do we know about him? Apart from the fact that he loves to party. Sorry, he loves the party. The Workers' Party of Korea. Absolutely loves it. From an admin point of view, it's a doozy. And incidentally, the word doozy, do you know where it comes from, John?
I don't, Andy.
It comes from the family of 16th century French architects, the Androuet du Cerceau family.
Does it?
And du Cerceau, so du-see. So yeah, he was a chateau specialist, and when his fans saw a chateau that they liked, they would admiringly nod their French heads, or tets, as they like to call them, and say, "Ah bon, ça c'est un douci, vraiment, quel douci." And it came to refer to any ace-grade building and then any top-notch thing of any sort. So there's a little bit of... little bit of etymology for you there, viewers.
Andy, you are an informer.
You cut that off short, John.
You're skiddly diddly biddly what I'm saying. I'm looking bum bum down. The most significant event...
Sounds better in that accent.
...of the conference was the promotion of, as you say, of Kim Jong-un to the rank, at this point, of four-star general. Among the other promotions given to him was the role of... deputy chairman.
They read like a five, though. He's a bit disappointed.
That's right. He was also promoted to the role of deputy chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party, and also was given membership of the Central Committee. Now, critics in North Korea, Andy, might say, but Kim Jong-un has absolutely no military or political experience whatsoever. Is this a good idea? But that would very much be the last thing they would say, Andy, before they were thrown into the back of a van and never heard from again. But also, to be fair, I think that Kim Jong-un's response would be, yes, you're right, I have no political or military experience, but, on the other hand, I did come from Kim Jong-il's balls. And who among my opponents can really say that? And it turns out that's a pretty persuasive argument in Pyongyang. Although there are actually a number of other people who also come from Kim Jong-il's balls who were in the running, but it seems like Kim Jong-un has become the favoured son. He's Kim Jong-il's eldest son, Kim Jong-nam, was deported from Japan a few years ago and reportedly said he had no interest in becoming leader. Then there's Kim Jong-chol, who apparently is viewed by his father as being, and I quote, too feminine and unmanly, essentially painting him as a homophobic 1970s stereotype of a gay man. They only just stop short of saying he wears spangly light blue suits and walks around all day saying, ooh, ducky, to everyone he meets. Stop acting like that, son, you're disgracing the Republic. Ooh, listen to her, I'll disgrace you in a minute. Kim Jong-il's former chef said that Kim Jong-un is actually the perfect fit, as he's apparently just like his father, saying he has superb physical gifts, is a big drinker, and never admits defeat. Well, that's reassuring, Andy. He's a drunk megalomaniac. Sounds perfect.
Superb physical gifts. Could he even challenge Kim Jong-il's record score on the golf course?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's possible.
35 under par, wasn't it? I think
it was. Oh, it's a hell of a round.
A lot of holes in one, that's all I remember.
Also, around 10 million portraits of Kim Jong-un are being readied for distribution by the authorities to hang alongside those of his father and grandfather.
God, that sounds like our poster campaign for one of our Edinburgh shows, John.
Exactly, yeah. They've also even already picked out his nickname. Kim Jong-il's father was known as the Great Leader. Kim Jong-il himself was called the Dear Leader. And apparently Kim Jong-un is to be known as the Brilliant Comrade. It's not bad as a nickname, but I feel they could have done quite a bit better, Andy. So I've come up with a list of other nicknames which I think they might like to consider, and I'm willing to offer these up for free. Here we go. Daddy Big Balls, Captain Fantastic, The Big Kahuna, Kim Jong Undefeatable, Kim Jong Unbelievable, Kim Jong Unstoppable, The Lady Machine, Field Marshal Golden Penis, Senor Marvelous, The Power Hammer, The Crazy Tornado, The Asian Hurricane, The Pyongyang Piranha, and Baron Bootylicious. Pick any one of those. It's better than The Great Comrade, I'll tell you that.
I think you're just hanging those out there to see what people think you should adopt as your hip-hop name.
That is true.
Of course, if he was an English footballer, he'd just be called Kimsey. So maybe there you go with that.
That was another Top Story. Thank you for listening. For more from the Bugle Stable, go to thebuglepodcast.com. More slices of satire past tomorrow.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens. Thank you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.